On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory and ever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
It would seem that the setting for this service this morning has been established. And I think of that hymn, the old rugged cross. I think of my grandmother. It was certainly one of her favorites, and I know it's a favorite of many of us. Brother Joe Williams was unable to be with us this morning, and I was asked to take his place to preside over this service this morning, and that would be the only change that would be in order of service. My brethren and I, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To this, his holy tabernacle, on a very special day, a day that is the Lord's day, the Sabbath. In addition, it is a day in which we have the blessed privilege to witness our young brother Hudson make his covenant in the waters of baptism. And we count it a joy. And we know that all of you have been praying for Brother Hudson, and we will continue to do so throughout this service. For an invitation to worship, I have selected various readings from section 6 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest. Therefore, whoso desireth to reap, let him thrust in his sickle with his might, and reap while the day lasts, that he may treasure up for his soul everlasting salvation in the kingdom of God. Yea, whosoever will thrust in his sickle and reap, the same is called of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, as I said unto my disciples, where two or three are gathered together in my name, as touching one thing, behold, there will I be in the midst of them. Even so, I am in the midst of you. Be faithful, keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. As we would continue our worship, let us turn in our hymn books to hymn number 6. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Thank you. Gracious and eternal Father, we stand before Thee in the presence of Your Holy Spirit, asking for Your divine intervention to continue to be with us during this service, that that outpouring of the Holy Ghost might be witnessed and benefited by each one gathered here this day. Father, we're so grateful for Your tender mercy, for Your forgiving grace, and Your holy love extended towards us each one. Father, I would ask for Your intervention in the life of our young brother, Hudson, as he commits his life to Thee. May it be a memorable occasion for him and his whole family this day, Father, as we witness this covenant with Thee. Be with my brother Steve as he break forth those words of light and truth. And I pray in Jesus Christ's name, amen. As we would consider the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon each and every one of us, will you bow with me in prayer? Almighty God, our dear Heavenly Father, humbly we once again bow before Thee, knowing full well and recognizing our nothingness, that each of us were created from the dust of the earth, and all that we have, we owe to Thee. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all of these blessings, for the material things, for the gift of life, the ability to take a breath each and every day. More importantly, Father, we thank Thee for the gift of Thy Son and this precious gospel that has been restored in these, the latter days. Father, as we would count our blessings and as we would offer up our offerings unto Thee, we pray that these offerings might be acceptable in Thy sight. And we ask this prayer in the precious name of Thy Son, our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Even so, amen.
I've noticed two things this morning. One of them being that the power of the Holy Spirit is seeking to reside here. And I've noticed something else. Ask Brenda and Joe next time you see them to bear their testimony to you about a ladybug. They have had several experiences about a ladybug in their life that has had great meaning in their marriage, in their family, etc. There's been a little ladybug crawling around here. Joe's spirit is here this morning, if he cannot be. This scripture reading is taken from the Book of Mormon, the second book of Nephi, when Nephi says this about the vision that his father had, etc. I would that ye should remember that I have spoken unto you concerning that prophet, which the Lord showed unto me, that should baptize the Lamb of God, which should take away the sin of the world. And now if the Lamb of God, he being holy, should have need to be baptized by water to fulfill all righteousness, oh, then how much more need have we, being unholy, to be baptized, yea, even by water? And now I would ask of you, my beloved brethren, wherein the Lamb of God did fulfill all righteousness in being baptized by water, know ye not that he was holy? But notwithstanding he being holy, he showed unto the children of men that according to the flesh he humbleth himself before the Father, and witnesseth unto the Father that he would be obedient unto him in keeping his commandments. Wherefore, after he was baptized with water, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And again it showed unto the children of men the straightness of the path and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter, he having set the example before them. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, I'll follow him.
Thank you, Brother Jake and Sister. We do appreciate that ministry of music, for surely there is no turning back once you have chosen to follow the Lord. All those who humble themselves before God and desire to be baptized and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirits and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve Him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received of the Spirit of Christ unto the remission of sins, shall be received by baptism into His church. Hudson, it's good to be here with you, my friend. I've watched you grow up to be a young man, a wonderful young friend. And your mom and dad have taken extra care to teach you the things of the gospel, because it is their right and responsibility to do so. It says here in Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, and again, inasmuch as parents have children in Zion, or any of her stakes which are organized, that teach them not to understand the doctrine of repentance, faith in Christ the Son of the living God, and of baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost, by the laying on of the hands, when 8 years old, the sin be upon the head of their parents. So your parents, Hudson, have taken great pains in trying to teach you about baptism and the gift and power of the Holy Ghost. And there's a lesson in that for all of us, dear saints, because we are all parents to these little ones, are we not? We really are. What a blessed day it is to be here and witness this wonderful, marvelous ordinance in the church. And what a marvelous privilege it is to be in the light of the latter-day glory, wherein we have ordinance in the church. And in today, the beauty of the ordinance of the baptism of these little ones. Now, scientists have proven that when a person is 8 years of age, he really can begin to try to understand things that are taking place in his life. Not 6, not 10, not 20, but 8 years old. This is no coincidence, brothers and sisters. They've discovered that in the last 20 years or so. So it is imperative that all of us teach these little ones about the gospel by our example and the things which we say and the things that we don't say. Hudson, I want to talk to you just for a minute about becoming rich. We can all be rich in money at certain times of our lives. But I want to talk to you about being rich in a different way, being rich pertaining to the things of God. The Lord said, "He that hath eternal life is rich." And that's what you must seek for, to try to be rich spiritually, that you can show your sister and your brother that being rich spiritually is way more powerful than being rich temporally. As I stand here, I remember a story that Brother Elbert A. Smith told. He was a wonderful man. He was the son of David Smith, the grandson of Joseph Smith, Jr. And he was pretty handy. He decided one day he wanted to build a baptismal font. And he took this unto himself. And with the help of two other people, he did it. And back in those days, you had the baptismal font that was right here. There was a trap door right here below the pulpit, or basically in the center. We've moved this over here today so we can witness you being baptized. But Brother Albert was building this baptismal font. And some of the people said, why do we need a baptismal font? We've only baptized 3 people in the last 2 years. And he thought to himself, well, we're going to have to change that. And he did. He asked the Lord to help him. And he did. It was late Saturday night, and they had put it in the newspaper that there would be a baptism the next Sunday morning. And he was busy there trying to finish up just putting the hinges on the trap door. And he couldn't find his screwdriver to put the hinges on. It was too late to go to the hardware store. They had already been closed. Too late to call anybody and say, could you come down here and help me put these hinges on? So he thought, if the Lord is in this work, he's going to help. He's going to help me build this baptismal font unto its completion. So he knelt down, closed his eyes, said a prayer. As soon as he opened his eyes from saying a prayer, there that screwdriver was, right in front of his face. Wasn't there a minute ago. The Lord had something to do with that. And think what you may, was it always there or was it not? Regardless, the Lord helped him find that screwdriver, and he finished up the trap door for the baptism the next morning. And since that day, hundreds and hundreds of people have been baptized in that baptismal font. You know, Hudson, the power of prayer is so great. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer, okay? Because it can change your life. It can change the lives of many people. It does, and it has. You know, the Lord requires a heart, our heart, and a willing mind. And as you seek to help others by serving the Lord and serving His people, He'll use you as an instrument in His hands. Why? Because you have a willing heart, a willingness to help serve Him and serve His people. Whoso having faith, you shall confirm into my church, the Lord told the elders many years ago, by the laying on of the hands, and I will bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost upon you. Your grandfather will probably say today, receive ye the gift and power of the Holy Ghost. But it is God who bestows that gift and power of the Holy Ghost upon all of us if we ask. But we do recognize the calling and the authority that God places among the priesthood to speak for Him. So what a blessing it is. And I want to thank you personally for letting me be a part of this service. It's a most marvelous ordinance in the church that we have. This Holy Ghost, when me and your grandpa lay our hands upon your head and bestow that gift upon your head, that gift will always be with you if you want it to be, and only if you want it to be. So be careful. And never lose sight of the fact that He will use you as much as you want Him to. He is a wonderful Lord, isn't He? This Holy Ghost is sort of like a light, I would say. And all of us who have been baptized have been given that gift and wonderful power of the Holy Ghost. Now we can choose to either snuff out that light or not. We can choose to keep it. And how do we snuff it out? How do we extinguish that light? We do that by not being obedient to the laws of the gospel. We snuff out that light that God has given us by not being valiant in testimony. So when you receive testimonies in your youth, and in your adult life, which you will, be sure to share those testimonies that others might benefit, because he will take the initiative to make those calls to you as you seek him out. The Lord has given you a gift, Hudson. He's given you many gifts. But he will now suddenly give you the gift, and it truly is a gift, of the Holy Ghost. What a marvelous God we have. The gift and power of the Holy Ghost is like a light that the Lord gives us, and it is up to us, brothers and sisters, just how long we want to have that gift in our heart and in our mind. Do not let your light go out, brothers and sisters. We can do that by study, prayer, and fasting. And I look forward to the day when we can serve with you, little brother Hudson. We pray that the Lord's Spirit will be with us today. We pray that he can come to you in great power and come to all of you, because he's still our God and we are still his people.
Hudson Byron Hakes, son of Matt and Heidi Hakes, will be baptized by his father, priest Matt Hakes.
Hudson Byron Hakes, having been commissioned of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Brother Hudson. Could I have you take your place in this chair, and Brother Bob and Brother Steve? Hudson Byron Hakes will be confirmed by his grandfather, Elder Bob Gilbert, and Elder Steve Willie.
Our gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, my brother and I, having been given authority from you, place our hands upon the head of our young brother, my grandson, and our friend, Hudson, who has grown into be such a fine young man. And as we witnessed him going down into the waters of baptism and coming out again, we sensed that cleansing power that you have placed within him as he has covenanted with you. Heavenly Father, we understand that this most unique and special church, which was founded at the beginning of time, the Church of the Firstborn, the Church of Christ, and how it has been restored back to the earth so many times in the history of this world, and then becomes under attack each time. And yet, you have restored it back to the earth for the last time. And it remains in the hearts of these good people. We know that this church is your church. And Hudson has been raised up to know of this. And we are so thankful for that. And so now we confirm to him membership in the true Church of Christ that remains upon the face of this earth to fulfill its destiny, fulfill the measure of its creation, to lead all of your people unto your kingdom one day soon, the great and terrible day that lies ahead, great because of the love that you will pour out upon us, and terrible because of your mighty majesty and strength and fairness. This is the church that we confirm him into, Lord, your church. And along with that, and moreover, the unfathomable power of the Holy Ghost that you send down upon him now as a comforter, as a guide. We ask that he will use this and be keenly aware of this as he grows. And when he stumbles, may he know that you will be there for him. And even now, Lord, by the gift and power of that Holy Ghost, we say unto Hudson, receive ye now the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's most holy name. Amen.
As is customary at the branch, all newly baptized members are given their own personal set of scriptures. I'd like to present those to Hudson now.
As we conclude our service, what a joy it's been to witness the baptism of our brother Hudson. And we ask that you will welcome him into the family of Christ. Shall we stand and sing hymn number 578, Unto God, Who Knows Our Every Weakness, after which we will receive the benediction by Elder Ed Turner.
Our Father and our God, in the precious name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we draw a close to this time in your house together. And so grateful, God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Spirit in which you've blessed us with, and ability to witness our now young brother Hudson as he has entered into that gate and he finds his pathway on this straight and narrow path. I would pray each one that witnessed his commitment this day that we all might take our stations to assist our young brother down this pathway of life and that we might know the surety that your love overcomes the trials that are before us, and what joy it is to see your work manifest in the lives of your people. I pray a blessing upon each one that's in attendance here. Be with them in their homes. Pray, dear God, that they might know, that they might carry the light into the world, that they might testify of your goodness and your mercy in their life, even as Hudson has already testified in his first act of witnessing. Might our lives be a testimony of the love you have for each one. Bless us now as we go, and bring us that great comfort from thy Spirit, we would pray. And we ask it all in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.